Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
But first tonight, time to talk books with our esteemed book interviewer, Cara Martin. Tonight, The Testament of Mary by Colm Tóibín. That's a name I've decided, Cara, you've got to say slowly.
Yes, I think it's actually Colm. I know a Colm, so yeah. That's how they say
Irish,
it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, Testament of Mary. Who's Mary? Is it the Mary we know?
Yeah, it's Mary, the mother of Jesus. Yeah. And this is his take on it. It's written from the first person from Mary's perspective after Jesus has died and looking back at Jesus' life.
And it made you angry?
Yes. It did. I felt when I was reading Philip Pullman's The Good Man Jesus and the Scoundrel Christ. Okay. It's like someone's taken this precious stuff that I know so well and seems to be using it and twisting it. And there does feel like there's an agenda in his writing. So I actually like Colm Tóibín. Brooklyn was the last book of his that I read, which is a beautiful lyrical story, really interesting story. I love the way he writes, but I just felt that sometimes he lost his voice, Mary's voice. He was trying to say something that was, you know, he had an agenda in what he was writing.
Mm. There have been many attempts to give Mary a voice in film, and think about The Passion of the Christ, for instance. Mm. The Bible itself has a beautiful Mary's song is one of my favourite passages in the New Testament.
Yes.
So what is it that's different about this Mary?
This Mary is actually feels like quite an embittered woman. It's actually, he originally wrote it for a stage play. Mm. And so it's like a monologue. The book is a monologue. And she's actually been shunted by the disciples off to Ephesus, and she's living there, and she's looking back at Jesus's life, her son, and just thinking he was misled. She doubts the resurrection, and she remembers differently the what we would read in the Bible. Mm.
So Jesus was misled by a movement that tried to promote him. Is that the way the narrative goes?
Right. Yeah.
Well, the biblical evidence is different from that, of course. But look, I guess we're not here in a sense to, you know, say that this is a book of exegesis. So it's a work of fiction.
That's exactly right. And so that's why I had to compose myself before. Because, I mean, otherwise we're like the Nazis. We burn books that we don't like. And this is, it doesn't pretend to be truth.
Yeah.
I guess the thing that concerns me is that people have been using this to actually say this is the way myths are formed, and that promoting this idea that Christianity is a myth, that there is no historical basis. And Colm himself says that he did a lot of research for this. He went back to the scriptures. He was moved by paintings. He did some research before he actually wrote this story. So he's almost saying that, you know, he has done some of that historical work. And
He's dealing with some difficult territory there as a writer to enter the biblical world and then to try to imagine a story that's outside of our experience.
Mm.
We have the biblical record, but then he's got to make up a narrative around that.
Mm.
And then to write as a woman, it must be very difficult. Do you think has he grasped what it is as a man? Does it speak to you as a woman might speak?
That's a really interesting question. I think he does in part, and certainly in the book Brooklyn that I read, he also wrote from the voice of a woman, so he quite enjoys taking that perspective in a way. But I think it was this thing that when it got to certain parts of it, like when she talks about that she prefers the Greek gods to the god that she originally had, because the Greek gods are kinder and nicer and things like this. Like there's certain parts of it where it just feels like that's really not, I just can't even imagine that was possible. And it just seems completely outside the realms of possibility. So it takes you to places where you think, oh no, that's ridiculous, really.
1-300-40-2020, Terry has called from Sydney. Good evening, Terry.
Yeah, hi, it's Stephen. I just had to ring up to say that Francine Rivers in her book Lineage of Grace, has written a story very similar to the one that Cara's talking about, but it's a really great story. She brings out the fact that Mary actually was only ever told once when she was a girl about what the whole thing was. Joseph had a few visitations from angels, but as Francine puts it, Mary didn't know from the beginning to the end quite what was going on. She was just faithful to the Lord and trusted in spite of every terrible thing that was going on. It's just a really inspiring story, I reckon, and I'd recommend it to anyone. It's a great book, Lineage of Grace by Francine Rivers.
Thank you very much, Terry. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you've read that book yourself.
I have, and yeah, I think Francine Rivers does really well with those getting inside the biblical narrative, but a lot truer to what we know historically and biblically to be accurate.
Yeah. Well, then what is your advice to people who might want to read the Testament of Mary or who have already read it?
Well, the good thing is that when these books come out, they often attract quite a bit of attention and people read them. And I've sat next to people on the plane who've been reading this book and been able to have an opportunity to talk about it. And I think that's what they do. They give us opportunities to actually raise issues and to actually say, well, you know, some of that historical stuff that seems to be behind it may not be. He even takes, one of the things I found really sad was, here is this moment when Jesus is on the cross and he looks down from the cross and he sees his beloved disciple, his best friend, and he sees Mary there and he says, you know, this is now your mother and this is now your son. Yes. And he entrusts her to this, his beloved disciple's care. And you just think that's such a beautiful moment of trust and handing over that responsibility which he had to care for her. And in this book, that's just turned around to this disciple sort of misleading Mary and that the resurrection never really happened and they started this new church movement because they want power and stuff. And you just think that is that's so wrong to what I see there, what I read there. Jesus was not some populist person who was misled by others. It was,
That's the quintessential Marxist construction of what the church is. And he's just, it feels that he's borrowed from that culture and just imprinted it.
I think that's true. And I that's where I felt that what was happening in this book was just this message that was predetermined that they wanted to get across. And so, I mean, that's a talking point. That's an opportunity to say that here is a story that this man has made up, but it's not believable. And in fact, the play that has developed from it has crashed on Broadway. It hasn't attracted the crowds. And but, you know, challenge people to say, read the story yourself and see if it feels like the real story. It's history.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for coming in, Cara.
Thank you, Steve.
Great to see you. Cara Martin, our book reviewer, the book this time, The Testament of Mary, by Colm Tóibín. And around Australia, you're listening to Open House.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.